Ah.
Yes, in the anything room there.
That's right.
Yes, Gene Wilder sang that very well, actually. Jean-Claude Varelli in there with Dolinus Melody, and Frank Chaxfield did I'm Dreaming. I'm Eric O'Brien, and you're not dreaming. This is the second time I've had a guest on the program in all these years that it's been on the air. Regular Joe is with me, usually from his own show on Tube City Online Radio. Days of the week are you on again?
The new shows of each week debut at 9 p.m. on Wednesdays.
Nice time,
and
yeah.
And we have the replay on Thursday from 3 to 5.
Okay.
I'm sorry, not the 3 to 5. 5 to 7. And okay. Monday is 3 to 5. Kind of end your Monday doldrums. Get out of the office with the regular Joe show.
That's a good time to play out, you know, get out of the office there. Yeah. So, well, next hour, you're going to do some of my normal duties here because I've done them 300 or so times. So I think it's time for somebody else to do it at least once. And we'll get to that in a minute. Right now, here is the Botticelli Orchestra. I have to say I love you in a song because I can't say it any other way. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Valentino is tapping the toe up to the top of the hour. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you? I'm Eric O'Brien. He's regular Joe. We'll be back after something. Maybe we'll go to the bathroom and we'll come back. Thank you.
Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Takes two to tango. Whoa. the tango, yeah, yeah. You need a woman tonight. You need a woman tonight. You need a woman tonight. You need a woman tonight.
I don't think I got the message. Could you tell me that again, please?
You need a woman tonight.
Thank you so much. That's the Captain and Tennille. You need a woman tonight because your house is pretty filthy.
Need a woman tonight.
You need to be told how to live. Yeah. Yeah, I've just lost my female audience there. The 101 Strings Orchestra before that with a Burt Bacharach tune called The World is a Circle. From a movie I've never heard of, so I'm not even going to go there, just because. How are you doing? This is the second hour of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for this week with special guest Regular Joe, because he's regular and his name is Joe. So, but he's also a Regular Joe, because I've known him for 40 years, ever since the first day of kindergarten at the Berkeley Hills Elementary School. We were the last morning kindergarten class at Berkeley Hills Elementary all those years ago.
And can you remember our teacher's name?
Miss Ellen Rodwick.
Really?
Yes.
I've been struggling. I've been thinking, what was her name? I couldn't, for the life of me, remember.
Well, there you go.
I mean, I only remember one teacher, maybe two, from elementary school.
Ah.
But the rest is probably been wiped away due to the malted hops and barley that I consume.
Yes. Well, yeah. Well, and of course, my mother made friends with all of them because she always cooked for them.
And she was literally across the street from them.
That too. Yeah. So anyhow, well, it is time for the World History Report here, brought to you by nothing because I don't have any sponsors. But here is Regular Joe to bring us the history.
Did it. Dateline.
Yes.
August 5th, 1891, American Express issues the world's first traveler's checks, so you could actually go on vacation and not get robbed.
That's right. Up until about, what, 1995 or 6?
I went and actually got them in 2006.
I'll be darned.
When I went to Europe.
There you go.
So they kind of looked at me funny that I was asking for them, but I was like, that was when I knew the credit card rates were still. Anyway.
Yeah, right. Okay, moving on.
August 5th, 1957, American Bandstand, hosted by Dick Clark, premieres. It probably ran, what, for 30, 45
years? A long time, yes.
The it was MTV before MTV.
Right.
August 6th, 1890, murderer John Hart is the first person to be electrocuted in an electric chair.
Wow, I didn't think they had electricity then.
That would have probably been, that was, remember the big battle between Tesla and Westinghouse?
Ah, yes.
And Edison and AC and DC? That was
very shocking.
You got me.
Gotcha.
You got me good on that one.
Mm-hmm.
August 7th, 1782, the Order of the Purple Heart is created by President George Washington.
Neat.
August 7th, 1927, a peace bridge between Canada and the U.S. is dedicated. I think everybody and their mom have traveled across that bridge up until they now require a passport to go into Canada.
Yes, that's true, but you're probably right on that fact.
August 8th, 1890, the Daughters of the American Revolution organization is created. Interesting fact, one of my neighbors can trace his roots all the way back before the Revolutionary War.
No kidding.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Yes.
August 9th, 1944, Smokey the Bear debuts as the spokesperson for fire prevention.
Does it really say Smokey the Bear?
It does say Smokey the Bear.
That is incorrect. It's Smokey Bear.
It says, I'm reading the copy,
well,
man.
He's not related to Kermit the Frog.
Well, I would hope not. That would be a different mom, right? Different dad.
Well, maybe.
August 9th, 1974, President Richard M. Nixon becomes the first and only president to resign while in office.
I am not a crook.
No, he was not. August 10th, 2017, 100-year-old fruitcake by Huntley and Palmer's deemed almost edible.
Oh, yummy.
After being discovered in a hut in Antarctica. So I guess it was at least frozen.
It was frozen in time, yes.
But a 100-year-old fruitcake, I wouldn't even want to try one-day-old fruitcake.
Yeah, neither me either. Yeah.
And finally, August 11th, 1866, the world's first roller skating rink opens in Newport, Rhode Island.
Oh, and all the people were breaking their tailbones just like I did the only time I had roller skates on.
Yeah, you don't see too many more rolling skate rinks in the general vicinity
anymore.
No
roller derbies taking place anymore around here, that's for sure. Well, that was a very enlightening history report there, Joe. You'll have to come back and do that again sometime.
I would love to.
Okay, very good. Going back to the music, here's Herbie Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. It's the Spanish Flea on SRE.
Hey, that rhymed!
The music is smooth, relaxing, and easy, and the conversation is comforting. This is the place to relax.
Your dial is set to a station with smooth, relaxing, and easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy, Lex de Azevedo. Nobody can say that name except me, apparently. Half the Way, originally by Crystal Gayle, the lady with the hair down to her ankles. Before that, Floyd Kramer and You Are the Sunshine of My Life, and we usually refer that to Minute Maid. Jackie Gleason with La 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 La, and that's the title of the tune. Jerry Toth, If We Try, and Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with The Spanish Flea. So, Joe, we're going to test your skills. When was the last time you did news on the air?
The last time I did like a real news report on the air?
Yes.
Oh my God. 2000?
Okay, 22 years. Here you go.
All right. Sewer cleaning project in Iowa causes toilets to overflow.
Get out.
Residents of an Iowa city said maintenance being performed on the municipality's sanitary sewers is having an unusual side effect, causing their toilets to overflow.
Lovely.
Locals in Johnston said that the toilets have been overflowing in recent days as a result of work being performed on the city's sewers.
Crap.
If I didn't have the toilet seat down, it would probably have shot out, said Amy Darlington Harding. It was that much pressure, and it was a humming noise. What it was humming, we don't know. The city said on its website that residents should keep toilet lids closed while not in use. The lids don't really
I was
going
to say it.
That's not a sealed system. No. I'm not sure how that, except well, I guess it doesn't go to the ceiling.
Yeah, right. Move on.
Moving on from our sewer story. That is a real crap fest.
Okay.
Idaho man shoots 47 targets in 30 seconds with a water pistol.
Lovely.
An Idaho man recapturing a sharp shooting Guinness World Record by using a water pistol to hit 47 targets in 30 seconds.
Is that our friend Mr. Rush doing that?
That is David Rush, yes.
David Rush, yes. He is a classic Guinness.
Well, yes, he's broken nearly 250 Guinness World Records, mostly around promoting STEM education. Originally set the record at 36 targets in 30 seconds, but his record was broken by fellow serial record breaker Ashrita Furman, who managed 37 targets in the time period.
I wonder what kind of cereal she likes.
Probably Fruit Loops.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Rush said that his latest attempt used a Japanese poi scoopers.
Wonderful.
Plastic circles with thin paper centers used for the game of scooping live goldfish out of water. Wait, so we have two games going on here, a water pistol and scooping goldfish out of water. Okay.
That's something everybody does, right?
I am reminded of the Simpsons episode where you can't break individual records anymore in Guinness Book of World Records. You need group stuff.
Yeah.
Because all the single stuff has been done.
It's been done enough,
Leads me to my next part of the Guinness World Records of 491 people making slime at a Montreal museum.
We've gone from the Simpsons to Nickelodeon here. So
the Guinness World Record was broken at the Montreal Museum when 491 people participated in a slime-making lesson.
Wonderful.
They give records to anything.
Yeah.
Guinness has announced that the event at the Science Center in Canada broke the record for the world's largest slime-making lesson. The lesson, led by a local slime star, Yannick Bergeron. French. Very
yes,
good.
Right.
Was organized as part of the Science Center's Guinness World Records, a traveling museum exhibit, Guinness said. Bergeron led the participants in making of their own slime using water, calcium chloride, and sodium alginate. I thought it was there was some flour in there, too, because I have kids, and we've made plenty of slime in my time, but we never participated with 490 other people to make a record. When we heard that the Guinness World Record attempt was successful, it was euphoria, our son told Guinness. I don't think that would be...
I don't think it would be that exciting.
Slime is a slime is a slime.
Well, now, you better find the next group of 500 people, making slime so that you can be a part of that.
I've made enough slime in my lifetime to further any other need to produce.
There you go.
Messes.
There you go. Oh, people will do anything for attention, really, like get into radio. I've done my fair share. Here's Frank Chaxfield on SRE.
Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Sam Murray on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with one of my favorite tunes. Hopefully it's one of yours, Shadows in the Moonlight. That was one of her later hits, I think in the early 80s, maybe 79, if I'm not mistaken. Before that, we had John Avery with his cover version of that tune, and Frank Chaxfield did My Fair Share. Well, Regular Joe, how are you doing here now that I've tested your news skills?
You know, we were talking off air about how we got started in using the AP wire and the internet before the internet. An amazing way of how you never really fall off the bike too much, right? You get right back on
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
And improvising and reading.
These things come right back to me all the time. I mean, I'm sure they have to you too.
You know, I've found myself, as I go on, I'll hear a song that I used to do an intro over, and boom, that intro comes right back into my brain exactly how I would read it on the air.
And you hit the post every time.
And I hit the post every freaking time. Every time.
That's the most important part of any introduction that you do on air.
That, right. Learn it from the best at B94. They had it down to a science, and it was drilled into me as freshman in college. And yeah, I can tell you the intro times to probably just about every 90s pop hit.
Well, there you go. Well, next time you're on, we'll have to test you a little bit.
I would love that.
That would be fun. Let's do that sometime. So, well, we're still here with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. And Joe, we're going to get you on some of these other frequently frequented frequencies, as Jay Thurber would say.
That is a lot of Fs.
Yeah, well, and some people give those. So and we'll move right along here. Coax your soul a little bit. Here's Johnny Pearson with Soul Coaxing on SRE.
music is smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Heaven, the world's gone. aside, my friend, and straighten it out in your mind. Everything is beautiful in its own way, like a starry summer night or snow.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy, Paul Marriott, and my favorite rendition of I Won't Last a Day Without You. I've lasted a day without the version of the song, of course, but I still love it. Before that, Liz Damon's Orient Express and Everything is Beautiful, 101 Strings, Go Away, Little Girl. I've said that a few times. Buckingham Strings, Listen to the Falling Rain. Johnny Pearson with Soul Coaxing, and that completes the end of that set. So, Joe, how has this experience been for you? This is the second time I've had a guest on the program, so rate your experience from 1 to 10.
Wow, that's a lot of pressure, Eric. I'm actually enjoying the palate-cleansing music from my normal, loud rock, heavy metal that some people find disturbing. But I found that there's beauty in a lot of things.
Very true.
So it's been very relaxed, much like your show title, very smooth and relaxed.
And easy.
Well,
Maybe not so easy.
Maybe not so easy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. No, as we've been saying this whole program, we have known each other for 40 years, which is unbelievable that we've known anybody that long.
Well, I guess, you know, it really got rekindled, thankfully or unthankfully, through the power of the internet and social media.
Yes.
That I think, for any people of specifically our subset of Gen X, has really, really helped cultivate a kind of more familiar setting for a lot of us.
For sure, for sure. And it's not like we've lived miles apart in any of that time.
Well, the typical Pittsburghers don't fly too far from the nest, and if they do, they come right back.
That's true, just like a boomerang.
Right.
So anyhow, let me play the usual time waster here, because it's an obligation now, I think. So let me just do this.
Kino Tata. Kino Tata. Kino Tata. Ha-ha.
It's appropriate, isn't it?
Kino Very. Tata. Kino Tata.
And if it hadn't been for Dick Scringer finding that for Bogut, it may not have become a thing for that Canadian to be in Pittsburgh radio there.
That's correct.
Yes. So we were talking about Pittsburgh boomeranging people and so on. And here we are after probably 30 years of not hanging out that much or
whatever. We were trying to discuss kind of the last time in person we had conversed.
Yes.
And it was probably last millennia.
At least.
We had conversed.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm happy, excited to be here. It really is, we were talking about the passion of radio and how it's weird that we kind of went our separate ways after elementary school, but still got twisted back into the Pittsburgh media front.
Right.
Both of us working at various networks and stations over the course of our careers.
All those W's, yes.
Lots of W's.
Yes.
And a couple F's. But
yes.
That aside,
yeah.
It's kind of remarkable that the interests have crossed over so much, but just not at the same time. We've
That's right.
We're talking about the same people we know that are still in the media and have left media. It's just names I hadn't heard for years and bringing up stories. And it's been a really great time catching up with you, Eric.
Likewise. And it's the memories have been flooding my mind here since we started doing this show a couple hours ago. And it's just like, my goodness, to think that this kindergarten matchup, and then you actually lived in the next neighborhood over from the PBR-TV World Headquarters.
I did.
And you would sneak through the schoolyard
and
come knocking on my door, and I couldn't have figured out my way there if I had tried to do the same thing for you, unless somebody drove me around to the neighborhood and showed me, which rarely ever happened. But
the adventure of the Gen X kid, and get on your bike and go away for 10 hours, as your parents would tell you, come back when it's dark.
That's right. That's right.
And there were
many nights that you had dinner at my house. Yeah. So it was always great fun. So I think we ought to rekindle that, although the cook may be different.
That's completely understandable, and if it's too terrible, we could just order out.
I think that's a good idea. Well, at this point now, we have reached the end of another program of SRE. Joe, please join us again on the program.
I would love to.
Okay. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. He's Regular Joe. See you in church or some other low joint, and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y7-11.
7-11!
That's what I said.
Confusing radio for confusing times. Shop, 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 shop.
で、じゃあいいって、俺が下ろして、俺がバーンってとりあえず10万くらいパッて下ろして、で、パッと回って、結局7個あったの。で、俺7万使っちゃった。で、あいつに5万貸した。